doing? Hey, it's been a while.
It has been too long, absolutely.
Good to hear from you again, man.
Let's talk a little Miami Marlins. So 38 games in, fire the manager, replace him with a general manager who last coached baseball 30 years ago as a high school coach. That all makes perfect sense, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I was kind of wondering why I didn't get a call there. it's just, you can't reiterate enough how much of a problem Moria is. And then it's just, it makes you, when you look at that, the fact that the Marlins have won two championships, and you just, there's so many teams that have never won one or haven't won one in a long, long time. And you're like, dude, there's just no justice for fans because you got this guy here who's just a constant saboteur. And he won a ring in 2003, although, I mean, that was really not much to do with him. I mean, he had just bought the team the year before, or the offseason before. And, ever since then, it's just been, you know, they won the World Series, and then it's, you know, they start selling off right away when they traded Derek Lee. And, just after that, Josh Beckett gets traded. And it's just, it's like a never-ending cycle of every time you get somebody, Miguel Cabrera, okay, deal him. Until now, you sign Giancarlo Stanton, things are going to be different. And then you don't even give the manager until a quarter of the way into the season, then you fire him. It's just, and I could not help but shake the feeling that when they fired, I believe it was Torborg, the year that they went to McKeon in 2003, they had a 16-22 record just like they did when they fired Redmond and went to Jennings. So I can't help but think how Samson and Warrior think they're such mad scientists, how they see the exact same record, and they think, hey, if we make a change and go with an outside-the-box move right now, then everything will just click. I just feel like sometimes that's how their minds work.
Well, so the Marlins in trouble because they've got a crazy owner. Are there any other teams that are legitimately in trouble because of slow starts that might be tough to recover from?
Well, I think the Brewers, they've been playing well ever since then, but when you start 4-17, especially in what appears to be a very good division, you just can't crawl back out of that hole. The Phillies have won 6 in a row right now. I still think they probably dug themselves too deep of a hole, and they're just not talented enough to overcome. I mean, some teams like the Nationals, when they're 7-13, you can still say, yeah, they're going to be okay, but that's because they're unbelievably talented. But, if you're the Phillies and you have that kind of talent level, you can't afford that. I also would look at the Rockies. Again, flawed roster, not that surprising, but ever since that really, really good start out of the gates, they've just been pathetic. And I think that they need to trade Tulowitzki, and if Cargo can regain some value, him too, and just try to start over and build around Nolan Arenado.
Well, Chicago baseball seems very interesting right now. Of course, a lot of focus on the Cubs with Chris Bryant playing well. But across town, the White Sox are suddenly on a pretty good roll with 6 straight wins and maybe playing the best baseball in Chicago.
Absolutely. And that's where, just like one of the I mentioned the Nationals earlier, while the White Sox don't have near as much talent, when they looked terrible at the start of the year, you at least said, okay, well, Sale started the year hurt, and he's not pitching well. He's going to come around. Smart is not pitching as well as he is. A lot of the offensive players aren't hitting as well as they can. I mean, I think up until this winning streak, the only guy that was really an above-average hitter was Jose Abreu, and they've got too many other good players for that to be the case. So in such a marathon of a season like baseball is, sometimes it's only a matter of time before teams start to put it together, and it looks like the White Sox are doing that right now.
4 teams over 500 in the American League Central. If not, it seems crazy to even suggest that this could be the best division in baseball, but is it at least the most competitive division in baseball?
I think it could be both, because the Indians, I think, are one of those teams where they've really dug themselves a deep hole, but they're also pretty talented. And we saw just 2 years ago where they had a similar start, and down the stretch it seemed like they didn't even lose the game, and they ended up being the top wild card. So I wouldn't count them out either. And the Twins, they've been a nice surprise. You know the Royals and Tigers are going to be there. The White Sox look like they're going to be too. Twins are playing good baseball. The Indians, I still kind of feel like they might be kind of a sleeping giant. They need Yan Gomes back. They might need to promote top prospect Francisco Lindor, but we've already seen Corey Kluber get it going back again. So there's some talent there, too. Yeah, I think there's a legitimate argument to be made for both best and at least most complete.
Matt Snyder of CBS Sports talking baseball with us here on Downtown. Out west, the Mariners were a trendy pick for a lot of people, playing better right now, but certainly struggled out of the gate. And the Astros, riding that great start, still playing great baseball at 11 games over 500. Are they for real and in for the long haul?
I think at this point you have to say yes. You have to take them seriously. Like I said, we're almost a fourth of the way through the season. So while it's still early, we can't continue to rely on, oh, it's a fluke, but come back to earth. Because they had that 10-game winning streak, and then they just got done with a 5-game winning streak. So, you know, they just promoted Lance McCullers, a prospect pitcher, last night. Looks like we might see Carlos Correa in a few weeks to add to an already pretty talented lineup full of youngsters, like Jose Altuve, who's been around for a while, but there's also George Springer. So Jake Mariznick's been playing well early. And I think they might need some rotation help. I love Dallas Keuchel. Colin McHugh behind him is solid. And, you know, they did just call up McCullers. But, you know, when you get closer to the back end, there's a lot to be desired talent-wise. So I think that they might need to do something. But you know what? I don't think that they're going to be scared to do that. And they do have a real deep farm system drawn to that if they wanted to go get somebody.
Or from the National League, you mentioned the Washington Nationals, all that talent finally playing better baseball and sliding up slowly in the standings. But it sure looks like the class of the field in the NL, the Cardinals in the Central and the Dodgers playing great baseball out West.
That's what it looks like right now. You know, the Nationals hadn't had a lot of guys hurt. They're starting to get them back. They still could use Brent Doan back. But they also had some underperformances, except for Bryce Harper, who's ridiculous right now. But I think that they're going to continue to get better as the season goes along. The Cardinals, no Wainwright. You worry about Walker staying healthy. You worry about Carlos Martinez staying strong and healthy his first full year in rotation. I think that there's a bit of a downturn that the Cardinals are doing, an upturn for the Nationals. I will say, yes, I agree with you that so far it was Cardinals and Dodgers far and away. But I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year the Nationals still end up with the best record in the National League, or at least second to the Dodgers.
Now, in the trade front, are Red Sox up here getting better? The rotation has been a lot better the last couple of times through. Right now for the Sox, the problem has been hitting, especially with runners in scoring position. But rumors that the Phillies had scouts watching them on the last leg of their Western swing. Is that possibility of a Cole Hamels deal still in the works?
I think it's still possible, but I think the Phillies are going to wait a little bit. First of all, I mean, it's kind of bad luck that they've won six in a row now, because you can't exactly explain to your fans when the team's won six in a row why you're going to deal the A's. But secondly, I think Amaro's going to let the market develop a little bit unless somebody bowls him over. I don't think the Red Sox are going to want to bowl him over now that they're pitching better. And they're, again, like you said earlier, they're not that far out of it in the AL East. I think that you could see maybe the Cubs wanting somebody. The Dodgers definitely look like they're going to need somebody, because now Ryu looks like he's going to need surgery, and they already lost Brandon McCarthy. The Cardinals might want somebody in light of the Wainwright injury. And as the season progresses and we get closer to July, there might be several other heavy hitters. Like maybe the Yankees want to go try to get Hamels. It's going to be interesting to see, but I think his ideal time to strike is kind of when the Cubs traded Samardzija last year. I believe it was the 4th of July, actually. It's before it gets later in July when, like, John Lester and David Price became available last year. But it's late enough that we kind of know who the contenders are, and you can kind of have them all bid against each other. So I think that's going to be the most opportune time. If the Red Sox really want him, they're going to have to bowl him over, or they're just going to have to wait until then.
Matt Snyder, CBS Sports. Matt, we understand that we pulled you away from a chore that's not all that fun that we've all been through, cleaning the house to get it ready to try and sell. Do you do what I do when that happens?
Yeah.
Where you're going around and you find stuff and you say, why the hell did I keep this?
Yes, exactly. Our garage is full of crap that we need to get rid of. So, yeah. Thank you for commiserating with me on that. And thank you for allowing me to be on the show and get away from it.
Absolutely. Look, anytime you need that kind of help, you let us know and we'll pull you away.
Will do.
All right,
will
Matt, great talking with you as always. We'll do it again soon. Good luck with the house.
All right, man, thanks.
That's Matt Snyder talking baseball, CBS Sports with us on Downtown. Guest of the show heard on the Tiller and Ride telephone line with local groceries and an in-store cafe with extended hours. Made-to-order sandwiches available Monday through Saturday until 7. Smoothies and coffee until 8. The cafe is also open Sundays until 5. Tiller and Ride, your local groceries on the corner of Main and Wilson Streets in Brewery. You're